Hello and welcome to the Missouri Beef Industry Council Report. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. With me on the program is Steve Taylor, Executive Director. And Steve, the Missouri Beef Industry Council has its own website at www.mobeef.org. And I understand you've got some work being done to update that site and maybe provide some new information.
We're always in the business of information and updating things so that consumers and producers and those folks in the marketing channels that we work with here in the state of Missouri and around the region really have access to things that are going to be useful to them. So we've really taken a hard look at not only the kinds of folks who visit the site, but the kinds of information they're looking for, and we're just trying to make it more user-friendly for them and more organized and obviously more helpful to consumers in particular, because we've had more and more folks interested in things like quick and easy recipes. And, of course, during the summer grilling season, we've featured weekly grillers, favorite recipes from board members and staff and different cookbooks that we have, and that's been really a fun thing for us, and we know that people have enjoyed taking a look at those recipes and using them in their grilling plans at home.
The Beef Council is part of the national effort with the Checkoff, and there certainly are other online resources provided by the National Beef Checkoff. Maybe you could just point out what a few of those are.
I think the easiest thing to tell folks is that the beef.org website, it's really the doorway or the portal to a variety of other sites. We have sites that are specifically targeted for example, school teachers. It's called teachfree.com. We've got a website there for retailers and restaurant operators, and there's a beef safety website, and there's a BSE information website, and the beefitswhatsfordinner.com website is probably the most popular among consumers, simply because it's really an online recipe catalog and has a variety of information and satisfies people's needs for all different cuts and all different cooking methods, and that's been a lot of fun. There's also the beefboard.org site is where there's specific information about the national side of the Checkoff program, but again, the beef.org site is really the doorway to a variety of those, and that's where I think folks should probably go first to get a good idea of what's available.
Just remind them of the Missouri Beef Council website, and that is located at www.mobeef.org, which is mobeef.org. And thanks, Steve Taylor, for being on the Missouri Beef Industry Council Report. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.